radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Oh my gosh, look at that. It is 5 minutes past the hour. This is Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. What do we need the most? The weather, Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Allegedly a liquored-up lawmaker chased around a dancer with a handgun. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Have you ever had strange sounds coming from your walls? I sure did. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. We'll explore this phenomenon later here on Sterling at Night.
Hey, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney. Our oldest daughter was just crowned Miss Delaware, and she's headed to Miss America.
Insert crazy mom squeal here.
Coming up on Sterling at Night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a couple of funny stories about parking garages that attempt to hold your car hostage. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Every Day.
Emancipation of a 12-year-old leads to an arrest at Walmart. The people of Walmart later. Sterling at Night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Yes, I'm here. That was supposed to start the minute I pushed it. It's supposed to just start the minute I do it. But I have to push it two or three times. My life's a nightmare. You know what was good? It was good when the audio came off of 3D audio tape. Not digital crap. Actual audio tape that ran through spools and spindles, and it would go, whoa, when it started. It would go, whoa, when it started. But at least it started. It didn't do this wacky thing. This thing. See, then it turns itself off. Ay. Completely unnecessary. There was no need for this to happen in American broadcasting. Everything was fine. In fact, the very last radio station in most cities to convert from audio tape to digital was usually the number one station in the city, because they knew that this was just trouble. Just trouble. All right, Walter M. Sterling, there's Steve and Selena of JB Bakery, the official bakery of Sterling every damn night. They're in Burlington, New Jersey. It is a remarkable bakery in that it is a modern bakery. When you think of a bakery, you think of your grandmother's bakery. You think of the bakery that your grandmother took you to. And it was very nice and warm, and the very large person behind the counter would say, would you like some cookies? And they'd sneak you some butter cookies. And if you wanted anything fancier, I can't, no, maybe your grandmother will buy that for you. Sinister, evil plot. Steve and Selena are hot. These are hot bakers. Not just because the bakery's hot, it's not, it's air conditioned, but because they happen to be hot people. I saw on Facebook today, on the JB Bakery page or whatever it is, the most decadent cupcake I have ever seen. Chocolate chip and cheesecake cupcake. And then they threatened to actually give us the recipe. Selena, Steve, you're going to give us that recipe?
Yes, we are.
Hey, Walter, good evening.
Hey, what's the recipe? Is it hard to make? Does it take a long time? They've gone to sleep. What can I do?
All right. Hey, Walter.
No.
Good to be on with
hey,
you.
Hey, guys. What are you doing? Why did it take so long for you to answer that? This is the problem. What are you guys doing?
Whose turn is it?
It's always
That's
Selena's turn. You interrupt.
All right. Well, so this recipe I'm really excited about, because not only is it very easy to take with you places, but it's also very easy to eat them all. And because they're little, it's not a whole cake. You don't have to feel bad about eating more than one, because they're little anyway. So we sent in this week the recipe for chocolate cupcakes with cheesecake filling, and added some chocolate chips into there, just a little bit of an extra touch. We talked about last week, I think I brought up, that we made a chocolate cheesecake cake for Father's Day. So this is kind of an easier at-home twist on that recipe, and they're delicious. They're so good.
So I got it right, didn't I? It's chocolate chip and cheesecake in a cupcake. Are you telling me it's a little cupcake? It's a mini cupcake?
So we made them small for the store to see how they'll sell. You can make them really any size you want. It just would change the baking time. But as long as you check it with a toothpick, you can make it any size you want. The bigger, the better. You can make it in like a large muffin tin. That's what we made a couple of those, and I ate one for breakfast. So it's really soft chocolate cake. It has a really nice flavor and has cheesecake filling with chocolate chips.
So it's a variety of sizes, and because it's Pride Month, size does matter, and you've come up with the best Pride baked good ever. I need to share this one more time, which is the Pride baked good at JB Bakery is sticky buns.
Sticky buns.
Genius, Stephen. Freaking genius. I hope
I'm gonna
you
do a special. I'm going to do a special this weekend because it's the end of the Pride Month. And I'm going to promote the sticky buns, different varieties of flavors. So if anyone has not tried it yet, they could try the JB Bakery sticky buns, you know, special for the weekend for the last month of June.
I love you guys. I hope business is good. JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. JB Bakery, Burlington, New Jersey. What's your email address if a Midnight Misfit wants to get a hold of you?
Yes, the email address is jbbakery@aol.com. jbbakery@aol and jbbakery@aol and also on jbbakery.com for the website.
All right, we love Selena. We love Steve. You guys are great. I hope you're having a terrific spring. I hope your business is fantastic. I like these guys because they're working. They're entrepreneurs. They have put it on the line for their business. This wasn't handed to him. This wasn't inherited. He's building a business from scratch. There's nothing harder, nothing more admirable. I respect you guys like you can't believe. It's 14 past the hour. This is Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling every damn night. I have so much to do tonight. We're going to have, finally, the answer to the key question in all of our lives. No, all of our lives. Why doesn't the printer work? Why doesn't the printer work? That is the dominant question. That is the thing we suffer from most. And, of course, we have this.
Hey, www. Somebody stop me. PhD. www. If you can top me, PhD. 2400 Market Street. 1210 on your dial. That powerful, powerful station with the 50 kilowatt smile. Yeah, Sterling, 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 from sea to shining sea. This is www. Somebody stop me, PhD.
From our giant radio station, our base radio station in Philadelphia, WPHT, I get to work with the most professional, the best crew, the kindest people. We have so many complicated issues like, why don't the rejoins rotate? And are you sure you can hear me? And I can't hear you now. These are the key issues that we deal with every week, and yet they remain very pleasant. No, really, they remain very pleasant. But this is what you and I have to talk about next.
I am begging you, put the air conditioner on.
Yeah, huh?
I've lost 6 pounds.
Explain to me, the relatives, the so-called friends who won't turn on the damn air conditioner. Sterling every night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Captain Kangaroo.
You know, I'm kind of glad that Mr. Moose isn't here right now.
It's a good thing that I was discussing with you. I was explaining that just moments ago. Those rejoins, I asked 3 times for Captain Kangaroo to be taken out. That hasn't happened. We have many, many new rejoins that I shouldn't even call your attention to. I never hear them. They never get on the air. And most of them are fixed. They're supposed to rotate, and they're supposed to be rotating, and instead they're fixed. These are the problems. These are the luxury problems.
The most jingles starting every night. The most jingles starting every night. The most jingles.
Yes, this show is on every single night. East Coast time, 9 to midnight. If your station is not airing this every night, you need to camp out in front of the station or start bombarding them with phone calls starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, preferably during morning drive, preferably for the on-air numbers, and ask, when is Sterling going to be on every night? We love him, Sterling, on Sundays. Fantastic. Why isn't he on every night? Demand that. Demand answers. I'll tell you, I go to these conventions, these wacky talk host conventions. Just imagine that. Imagine 200 people in a room, and every one of them is always right. No matter what, they'll tell you why they are always right. And then they will tell you how they helped invent radio with Marconi. They were right there with him, and they helped invent radio with Marconi. And then they do this really annoying thing to me. They'll come up to me and say, yeah, you know, Walter, I like a lot of the ideas you have, and I like a lot of your show, and I've borrowed from it. I do a lot of things on my show like yours. Really? Did you pay me for that? Did you pay me for those ideas? Ugh, I'm not running a cult. This isn't a cult of ideas for free for you, buddy. And then my favorite ones, like Frank Canal starts with, he says, well, you know, this isn't for everybody's taste. I don't care. Or Rick Cummings saying to me, well, you know, I know you want honest feedback. No, Rick. I never once asked for honest feedback. I could care less what you in particular think. You've never bought one of my ideas. You've never embraced any of my ideas. Why would I care about your honest feedback? The word screw is in there someplace. McDonald's drive-thru worker arrested after shooting a customer. I always wonder, how does the brain work? After a dispute in the drive-thru, an angry McDonald's employee in where? Florida! In Florida! Allegedly shot a customer, leading to the employee's arrest. A 22-year-old Lake Mainland resident named Chastity, that's a really good name, Chastity Gardner, what a great name, is currently being held in the Polk County Jail. After being detained for committing aggravated assault involving a lethal weapon, security footage shows a customer reaching out through the drive-through window, knocking things over, and then throwing drinks on the floor. In a fit of anger, Gardner threw a drink back at them as they were leaving. Two customers got out of their car, opened the drive-thru window, and began shooting beverages at Gardner, grabbing supplies from the shelf and tossing them across the kitchen. Gardner then returns with a gun. Two more kitchen staff members were there, but they did nothing to stop Gardner or even ask her to put the pistol down. Asked her to put the pistol down. They were unconcerned by her behavior. Well, if they were unconcerned by her behavior, that's probably because she behaved like that all the time. Gardner allegedly shot the fleeing car with one round, hitting it. The next day, after posting a bail of $15,000, Gardner was freed. Good news, she didn't hit anybody. She hit the car. Nobody was hurt. But how does this go in your brain? You wake up in the morning and you're going to work, and you own a gun, and you take the gun to work, or you go out and you get the gun quickly, come back and shoot at the customer. Now, what did the customer do? Unclear. Customer may have stuck their hands into the McDonald's window, grabbed something, threw drinks. They threw drinks at each other, got mad at each other. It was 95 degrees and humid in Florida. But this is on that list of when you wake up in the morning, you have an agenda for the day. Now, this McDonald's employee's agenda of the day was to get up, get to work on time, put on the McDonald's uniform, put on their bling correctly, make sure that they knew everything they were supposed to do, and get to their shift on time. That was it. Somewhere in there, they said, bring a gun. They had decided to bring a gun when they went to work, suggesting that they bring a gun to work often, just speculating. But then there has to be a path in the brain to say, if X, Y, and Z happens, I'm going to use this gun. I'm going to use it for McDonald's training. What I like best in this story is Gardner's alleged shooter's co-workers didn't blink. The alleged co-workers, they didn't blink. They didn't stop her. They didn't say, hey, maybe we should get the manager. Maybe we should give them extra fries, or maybe we should just throw a soda at the car. Let's just throw a soda at the car and leave it at that. Oh, no, no, no. No, they weren't going to leave it at that. She wasn't going to leave it at that. She got the gun, and she shot at them. And as the car drove away, she shot and hit the car. Fortunately, nobody. And she was already released on bail. The police weren't taking this too seriously. What? Her co-workers weren't taking it too seriously. The police aren't taking this too seriously. Therefore, we have adjusted the bar as to what is an appropriate customer service response when a customer is not happy and they start throwing sodas back at you and throws it. You know, I wanted more fries. You wanted more fries. What? You want more fries? You're not getting more fries. You're going to get lead. How about some lead with those fries? Wouldn't that be great? Don't go through this drive-thru again. What happened to drive-thrus at McDonald's, by the way? Remember in the old days, 2 months ago, when you could drive into McDonald's, you'd stop at a window. No, wait, you'd stop at Mr. Microphone on the clown. You'd talk into the clown. You'd say, Mr. Clown, I'd like to have this, this, and this. Cheeseburger, fries, soda. That'll be $1.98. Fine. You pull up to the window. That's $1.98. You give them the $1.98. You get your fries, your burger, your soda, and you leave. Okay, that's all done. Now it's like an Atlantic City buffet. It's like a Tahoe buffet. Certainly not a Ritz-Carlton buffet. No, you pull up to the clown. You'd say, I'd like the burger, fries, soda. The clown says, that'll be $5.28. What? That'll be $5.28. Pull up to the first window, please. You're done. Pull up. You pull up to the first window. The first McDonald's colleague says, $5.98. You give them $5.98. Pull up to the next window. What? They're not giving you anything. They may be changed. You pull up to the next window. Oh, okay. You had the fries and the soda. No, I also had a cheeseburger. Fries, soda. Yeah, is a cheeseburger? All right. It's not ready yet. Pull up to the parking spot, the reserved parking spot. I'm like, what? Well, now it's three windows. I have to park and wait for my food and pay them $5.98. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the Osborne family.
Do you know what it means when someone says based?
Bit.
No, based.
Based.
B-A-S-E-D. Based.
Based.
Yeah.
That means cocaine.
Mom, what do you think it means?
I've got no idea.
Okay. It's person or opinion is one that is confident, free-thinking, and not influenced by the opinion of others. For example, I am based.
All right. It's 35 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, and this is the weekend where the one thing we must know is the weather. Dr. Dave, meteorologist.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Hey, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney. Our oldest daughter was just crowned Miss Delaware, and she's headed to Miss America.
Insert crazy mom squeal here.
Coming up on Sterling at Night.
Allegedly a liquored up lawmaker chased around a dancer with a handgun. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Have you ever had strange sounds coming from your walls? I sure did. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. We'll explore this phenomenon later here on Sterling at Night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a couple of funny stories about parking garages that attempt to hold your car hostage. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Every Day.
Emancipation of a 12-year-old leads to an arrest at Walmart. The people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at Night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Jingles, the ratings, Sterling every night.
37 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. And for a very questionable move in her brilliant career, Kim Komando is sharing time with us on Sterling every damn night. Kim, I don't know what you were thinking, but I congratulate you for being brave. I know you're thinking, well, it's Sunday night, no one will hear, and I hope that you're right, Kim. But I have a number of questions that only somebody who is such an expert in lifestyles and technology and the future can answer. Kim, welcome, and thank you for risking your career.
Well, you know what? I'm honored. I'm honored to be on your show. I mean, you are a legend.
Okay. And secretly, okay, Kim and I have the same agent. And the difference is that he brags about you all the time. He denies me. The only time he ever got mad at me is once on the air, I said that he was my agent. That was the only time he ever got mad at me. You've probably said that he's your agent on the air, and he didn't get mad at you. What is it? It doesn't work? Can she hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so what were you saying hello for?
I want more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, bring up your volume. Sean says to bring up your volume. Can you do that? It is low, but I just figured it was because I was a million miles from you. Test. Say test things.
Okay. How is that?
Is that better, Sean?
A little bit more.
A little more. Because I know this is just captivating every truck driver on I-80, everyone on 85, everybody going up and down the 5. This is exactly what they dream of hearing. Why would you have tested this ahead of time? I don't know. All right, let's try this now, Kim. How's that?
If you want, how is that? Is that better or no?
Yeah, that's good. Is that good, Sean? Because I can't do this for much longer.
Okay.
It's ironic that we have a technology expert, not customer support expert, a technology expert, a visionary, and we're having trouble with levels. Of course we are.
Well, listen, it happens to all of us.
Listen, the biggest challenge day to day that I have found personally for the past 30 years is everybody loves their computer and nobody likes their printer. And I remember a very key fact, which is that Apple used to make printers. They made them up until 1989. They made a really good, insanely expensive laser printer. But they're like, everybody hates it. Everybody hates their printer. We have to get out of this business. Now, you'd figure with $1 trillion in the bank, which is what they've got, they could somehow figure out printer technology to make it flawless. And the biggest issue I've got, as do all members of my family, perhaps you know a solution, Kim, is to print off the phone. It prints off the laptop fine, but when I go to print off the phone, it's random. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Have you found this?
Are you kind to small children and animals?
Way too kind to animals. You'd have to ask the children's psychiatrist.
Very nice. Good answer. I'm sorry about the tech problems. It goes to show that it even happens to me.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know, the thing about technology is that when it works, it works, and when it doesn't, it doesn't, and it's extremely frustrating. And what's even more frustrating is when you call somebody and they say, have you tried turning it on and off? And you're like, yeah, I have. But with your phone and your printer, it depends upon the age of the phone, the age of the printer. If you're on iOS, that's where you want to enable AirPlay. And that's they also have AirPrint, too, by the way. And so if you have that running, okie dokie, and if the printer is happy, then the two of them should coexist and make many, many reams of paper for you.
What I have found, because I only use Apple products. I only use Macs. I have AirPrint. I have an iPhone. That's all I'm going to use. I don't need to learn a whole new language and a new skill to print something. So that's why I use Apple stuff. But what I have found with AirPrint, it's random. I could print something out of this publication, do everything, and then go to a different publication, and it won't print, doing the same things.
Well, that could also be something that's happening with the Wi-Fi. I mean, there are just so many different possibilities. But I will tell you that all the printer manufacturers right now are really freaking out because as a general public, people just are not printing anymore. I think the printing supply business is down by, 60-70%. The CEO of Hewlett-Packard came out recently and said, you know, we are going to be locking down our printers so that unless you're actually using HP cartridges, you will not be able to use our printer any longer.
You won't be able to use a generic cartridge anymore.
No, they're just totally. And then they also want you to go on subscription. You know, everything in our lives is now a subscription. It seems like, you know.
They want a predictable source of income. The other thing that's impressive about Kim Komando is that she is a successful entrepreneur. And there is nobody I have more respect for than anybody who took a business from nothing and built it into a huge enterprise, right to the point of having a Lucite desk for her vlog, a rear-lit Lucite desk for her vlog. These are really expensive. Give us two or three tips. Somebody starting a business, somebody starting a digital business, advice that, boy, do I wish I had, Kim Komando. Give us some advice.
Number one, you need a website, but don't waste too much money, time, effort, and energy on it. Because of artificial intelligence, web traffic over the next 12 to 18 months is going to be down at least by 68%. And so what you need to do is to figure out how you are going to coexist with your business with artificial intelligence and how you can supplement your enterprise and be more productive by using AI because it's coming in like a workforce. And if you are sitting there relying on advertising from Google, visits to your website to sell product, that you are sincerely in trouble. Number two would be to embrace the future, and that goes back to artificial intelligence, because I really think an entrepreneur in any business right now, that if you're not using ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, whatever it is, and using the right prompts to analyze data or create marketing materials, as well as train your staff what they should and should not do, which brings me to number three, is how not to use AI. Because the reason why I'm focusing on AI right now is because there's been no other change in technology, probably since the printing press. And we can talk about the iPhone hitting 2007. And yeah, that was really wonderful. And everybody got rid of the Razr phones, which Razr phones are now coming back. Searches for Razr phones, Walter, are up 15,000% over the last 2 months. Which is just nutso. But back to the business is really just to, you know your numbers. If you don't innovate, as I say to our people here in Phoenix, is that we will evaporate. And so you really have to look at how you're doing your business and how you're going to move forward with it.
You said things you must not do with AI. Give me one or two examples of things not to do with AI.
Great question. Don't upload any corporate secrets. Your financial statements, if you do upload them, keep in mind that's going to be tied to your IP address because we really don't know where all this is data, all this data is going. You want to be careful of any answers that you get back from AI and don't take them as gold because, you know, the tech companies, they like to come up with more expansive words. So instead of saying that AI is lying, they say that AI is hallucinating. hallucinating. And so you have to do a whole fact check. When Gemini and was first released, I asked it if Kim Komando was my real name. And it went into this whole tirade that it was not. I simply came up with Komando as like a command prompt as a play on technology. And my real name was Kimber M. Tombley. So I was like, I don't know what's going on with here, because trust me, I was born Kim Komando, and I had everybody in the world say to me, oh, you must go Komando. So, I mean, yes, I was born Kim Komando. But anyway, here nor there is that you just really have to make sure that you fact-checked anything before you take it into the boardroom.
In my experience so far, responses I get from AI are like the responses I got from Ask Jeeves.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. They are overwrought, they are literal, and they're the top line of an encyclopedia. I don't feel threatened at this time. Not to mention the inflection on the voiced AI stuff is just hysterical.
Horrible. It's terrible.
Horrible.
Terrible, yes.
Kim Komando puts out a brilliant newsletter, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to her tonight, because I wanted you to know about her newsletter, and she's going to give us details about that coming up in just seconds. It's 48 past the hour. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by an angry butcher.
There's over $10 million in beef in here. The best steaks in the country.
Sterling Every Damn Night with Kim Komando, lifestyle expert, brilliant entrepreneur. I am jealous of her entrepreneurial skills and her tenacity, and an expert in how to adopt technology into our lives on a day-to-day, eye-level basis. What's in your newsletter, Kim?
Well, the newsletter is a combination of a lot of things. Every single day I go out to between, 35, 40 different sites to make sure that both the reader and myself and the listener of my show, of course, are up to date on what's going on in the tech world. And that could be, for example, like the latest car scam that's going on right now is that people are selling stolen cars as new cars. Data breaches, like, for example, it's happening with the Change Healthcare. Maybe some new apps that have been released that you might want to check out. Why you should not buy a new iPhone right now, because iOS 18 is coming in September with Apple Intelligence built in. And then, of course, I want you to laugh and think along the way. The whole idea is that if you give me 5 minutes, is that you will be tech smart for the day.
That's a great line. 5 minutes, tech smart for the day. How do I get this? What do I do?
Well, you have your own custom URL. You could go to getthecurrent.com/Walter, or you could just go to getkim.com. But it's Get the Current. It's called The Current, so it's getthecurrent.com. And I'm not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. We have over 509,000 people who are getting the newsletter every single morning. And what's really kind of cool is that, because I started this from scratch a year ago, is that it has a 4.92 star rating out of 5 stars. And so I'm like, yes, this is pretty awesome.
Now, because it's radio, I know you're a medium of which you are very familiar. Therefore, you will respect my request to please repeat the URL 2 more times.
Okay. Would you like yours or the short?
Oh, just mine. Just mine. Okay. Don't care about yours.
Okay. Awesome. Getthecurrent.com. And then /Walter. So it's
getthecurrent.com/Walter.
Walter, yes. And so this way we know that they're all coming in from your fabulous show.
Well, the two that come in tomorrow, you'll be very excited about, I'm sure. Kim Komando, what an honor to have you on my show, that you have risked your career, that you've risked the wrath of Craig Kitchen, who is your agent. He brags about you. He denies me. He denies me. He said the only time he ever got mad at me is when I revealed that on the air exactly once, and he
Did
got
you?
Mad at me the next day. Yeah.
It's like, no, don't tell anybody. Shh. No.
Exactly.
Craig is a saint. Craig is amazing.
I want to be him when I grow up.
And everybody loves him. Nobody can say anything bad about Craig
Fisher. That's because there's nothing bad to say.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was shocked. 2 seconds of inside baseball. I was shocked when I was negotiating a deal and he was giving me tips. And I finally said, do you want to negotiate this deal for me? And he said, I'd be happy to negotiate it for you. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I said, great. And I said, does that mean you're my agent? Yes. Can I tell people you're my agent? Silence. Long silence. The silence continues to this day. But I mentioned it to our mutual friend Chris Olivero, who used to be head of programming at CBS and at Odyssey, which he should still be. That way, calls would be returned. Jeff. And I said to him, Craig, I have an agent. And he said, who? Da, da, da. I said, no. I said, it's Craig. He said, oh, that's not an agent. That's a business. Now, how's that for high praise, huh?
Yeah, you know what? That's amazing. And I'm sure that he got you a fabulous deal.
He did. And more importantly, he's the mafia. So nobody messes with me.
No.
Like, mm-mm. Nobody messes with Kim Komando. Nobody messes with me. Kim Komando, thank you so much for being on Sterling every damn night.
I'll send you a new printer.
Bless you. It's thanks a lot. It's 56 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. We have so much to do tonight. We have strippers on the loose, news from Walmart. And what else did I want to talk to you about? Oh, congratulations on Dom Day in Philadelphia. Nicely done. And then I am endlessly annoyed by these videos that roll over on TikTok and Instagram on how to clean my pancreas. I didn't know this was an issue, but apparently I'm supposed to be cleaning my pancreas with a strange array of powders that seem to center around baking soda. But I never get to the end of the video. I never find out exactly what is it that I'm supposed to be drinking. Maybe you know. It would be helpful. Here's my number, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Oh, yes, and Aviva Vegas will be giving us a report on fetishes from Las Vegas. I'm telling you, it's a very big show. It's just a huge show, and I think it's really funny. That Gisele Bouchon is all upset that Tom got $22 million for a roast. Sterling every damn night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goldblum.
It's 5 minutes past the hour. Good evening. This is a coast-to-coast live radio show on a Sunday night. Should I prove it? Meteorologist Dr. Dave's weather.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Allegedly a liquored-up lawmaker chased around a dancer with a handgun. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Have you ever had strange sounds coming from your walls? I sure did. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. We'll explore this phenomenon later here on Sterling at Night.
Hey, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney. Our oldest daughter was just crowned Miss Delaware, and she's headed to Miss America.
Insert crazy mom squeal here.
Coming up on Sterling at Night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a couple of funny stories about parking garages that attempt to hold your car hostage. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Every Day.
Emancipation of a 12-year-old leads to an arrest at Walmart. The people of Walmart later. Sterling at Night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Look at this. There you are. There you are on the radio, live. You get to talk to America. You become the media. The minute you go on this radio show, you become the media. The reason I do this show is for the privilege of talking to midnight misfits, especially if you annoy me or have something very critical to say about the show. That's what I prefer. Here's my phone number. Call 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258.
Jingles, Sterling every night.
I'm looking at these photos of Justin Timberlake explaining his drunk driving arrest. And then I'm looking at the pictures of his wife, Jessica Biel. And the pictures of his wife are more interesting.
Justin Timberlake experienced something many men dread, a crushed ego. As Page Six reported, the young Sag Harbor cop who arrested him for DWI didn't recognize his name or face. A source told us that Justin said under his breath, "This is going to ruin the tour." The cop replied, "What tour?" And Justin said, "The world tour." For Justin Timberlake's name to not ring a bell kind of shows that he may not have that old swagger he once had, especially after his latest album, Everything I Thought It Was, dropped off the Billboard 200 after just 4 weeks. Sources told the Post that the singer and actor's career is not where he thought it would be at this point. He's known to have a bit of an ego, and a well-placed Hollywood insider said, "I just think Justin has a bad reputation in Hollywood as a bit of a jerk and a pain in the ass." The NSYNC heartthrob seems to have some very real midlife crisis issues, and according to Us Weekly, his wife Jessica Biel is said to be extremely upset with his antics. With ticket sales for the Forget Tomorrow World Tour not doing well, a Hollywood source said his golden boy image is definitely depleted. By the looks of it, if things don't start to turn around quickly for Justin Timberlake, he's going to be saying bye-bye-bye to his career.
Well, the problem is that all of his hits happened a long time ago. In concert-goer time, his hits happened a long time ago. But I'm looking at these pictures of Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake's wife, right? And she's all smiles. Every photo, she's all smiles, probably because she thought, well, I'll put on a happy front for him because he was arrested. But I don't think that's all of it. I think what it is she knows that he has his in a jar. I pushed a button. It didn't work. You know, it just kind of ruins the whole rhythm of this. It really does. Let me try again. He's got his in a jar.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross.
He's in trouble, and he's over 40. She's in charge. They've been married about 10 years. They have two kids with stupid names, Phineas. Why would you do that to a kid? Why don't you just name the kid Linoleum, get it over with? Phineas. And what's the other one's name? I don't know, like Phineas and Bean. They're characters in a kid's nursery rhyme. How embarrassing that would be. But she's got him. She's got him. All his money. She's got all his money. She has his kids. And everybody thinks Jessica Biel is the nicest lady who ever lived. She's beautiful. She has enormous breasts. She has a perfect figure. She has everything we want. Can she act? Really doesn't care. But she's got his.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross.
Yeah, they're in a jar. They're in a jar. They're not next to the bedside. They're not next to Justin's bed. They're in her purse. And if she has to go into the bathroom or check her purse, she puts it in her pocket. Those balls never leave her. She is totally in charge because he doesn't have enough clout anymore. Yeah, sure. Anybody, look, he dated the most beautiful women in the world. He messed up Britney Spears. He's got everything going on, except rumor has it that for a long time he has been drinking too much. And now we know that he drank enough to get arrested for drunk driving and kept overnight. Did you catch that part? He was kept overnight. And Jessica, she's making a movie. She's in the middle of making a movie. She's not unhappy. Every photo of her taken since that accident, taken since the arrest, she's smiling
Loose
away.
Skin and old balls. Gross.
He doesn't have a prayer. She's just smiling away. And what was that last song that he did that was sort of a hit? You know, that was like a soft shoe song that everybody thought was cute the first time they heard it. There's a known phenomena in radio land, which is there are songs that, oh, my God, I love that song. I can't wait to hear that song again. That's just a fantastic song. And then you don't want to hear it again. It's the oh, wow, when you hear it. But if you heard it again anytime soon, it'd be like too much. Like this one. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a national live radio show, and that means you and I get to talk. Does Justin Timberlake have a prayer in hell of surviving that marriage? Oh, they're going to stay married. She's not going to let him go. But he has no say anymore. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Scarlett Johansson.
Are you eating the Cheerios or what? And she was like, it's Mama on the box. And I was just like, all right, show you the Cheerios.
We're here to tell you stories of living with 8 kids in our old house. We're still trying to process everything that just happened with our oldest daughter, crowned Miss Delaware, last night.
Frankly, I am still not awake enough to process it, I don't think.
She's headed to Miss America.
That's so exciting. That's, I mean, like, what else is there as far... She's not a beauty pageant girl, per se. She's not grown up in this. She hasn't done this. She's been a ballerina. She works as a professional ballerina. That's what she does. Last year, she had had a hip surgery, and then after that, got in a car accident, and it kind of knocked her out of dancing for a while. She was approached by someone who was involved in the Miss America program, asked her to do this, and she fell in love with it.
Won the talent portion a year ago, decided she'd do it again this year. Last night, they said she won the talent portion again, plus it's interview and evening gown and all that stuff.
Right, and last year she did win several scholarships from this. She won a couple of things, plus the overall talent. She did a great job.
When they announced her as the winner, you were screaming.
Okay, let's just go back a little further. We have so many stories. We could actually probably do 3 hours on this, but we've got to get through this quickly. There were so many things, so many ups and downs, but from the time she walked on the stage, we're stage people. We watch things. We're worried about the sound. We're worried about the lighting. We're worried about the staging.
Right.
We're watching everything incredibly technically, including how each contestant acts. She was great. She did a great job. Yeah. We expected her to do well. But when they did announce it, you're going to make fun of me for standing up and yelling, but you cried like a baby. Like, immediately the sound that came out of your voice was...
It was allergies.
Yes,
allergies.
I know.
They were bad.
I know.
My eyes were watering.
But it is... Okay, it's super exciting. We have so many pageant stories we could tell. But all in all, this is a new experience for us, and it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. She's going to Miss America, which means I'm going to Miss America, honey.
Yeah, and it'll be a year of her... doing, you know, parades, events, touring business, meeting leaders, government officials, chicken dinners.
And she has several goals, which among other things include expanding the program. She said to me this morning, I would love to have so many people join the program, and working on her CSI, which is a community service initiative. And I did not know that last night she was going to win, and we were basically whisked off away from her to receive our jobs. She's got her job. Right. We got Zoom meetings scheduled for later.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. There's a whole group of handlers.
It's amazing.
And other people that take charge. They're in charge.
Right. There
Very
is
great.
No, it's almost like...
It's like a secret society.
I can equate this to having been a wedding planner for a very long time and also involved in stage productions. There are people that you keep away from certain people. Like, if you have the bride, you don't want mommy necessarily coming in to upset her and changing the trajectory of how this event is going to go. So it's sort of like a keep people sort of separated so they stay calm. And it was hilarious because I was like, I'm not rushing the stage. People are going, go up there. You need to get there. You need to go celebrate. And I'm like, stage etiquette, people, no.
Yeah. Miss America will roll around. You'll have someone to root for. Go Miss Delaware, Nova Ray Gaffney.
If you're looking for her on Instagram, she's at missamerica.de, or her regular page, just Nova Gaffney.
Dan and Becky, Sterling at Night.
Sterling on the radio, telling tales as the minutes go. Florida stories and lesbians in space, bloody books in this here place. Tales from the cop bar, wild and raw. Every damn night we break the law. Walter Sterling, the voice of the night, bringing stories that'll give you a fright. Late night, the airways alive with Walter's voice. We all survive.
gang, sing along. Live radio, Sunday nights.
Thin men of the radio world, thin Walter's voice, we all survive. Stories of love, laughter, and sin, he's the king of the radio within.
One of the challenges of putting together a show like this is to find things to talk about that are important enough. And then I have to remember that this show is not important. It's a Sunday night transition from the weekend to the work day, from the second shift to the third shift. That's what we do. And I'm broadcasting from my laundry room with the air filter going on in the background. How serious can this be? Not very. And then I have to get honest. What do I really spend my time on? What do I really spend my time on? I spend my time watching Storage Wars. I spend my time watching The Five because it's good television and it's therapeutic. I know everything they're going to say. But I also flip through TikTok too much and Instagram too much. And now every third or fourth video that I see is to clean my pancreas. They're always wanting to clean my pancreas.
Check out some signs and symptoms that indicate your pancreas isn't well. Constant pain in the abdomen, yellowish eyes and skin, dark colored urine, feeling of poor digestion after meals, back pain not related to poor posture, feeling of a swollen stomach.
That's how you do it, Mark Simone. Just like that. You sneak it in. There are all these videos explaining to me that by adding just one ingredient to my morning routine, to my morning coffee, my pancreas will be cleaned. One ingredient. It always looks like it's baking soda, but then maybe not. Then they show this weird video. You gotta imagine this. Imagine a strainer or colander if you're fancy, but my mother called them strainers. Imagine a strainer and there's ice cubes in it. And they put some purple powder in it, and on top of that an orange powder, and then they pour boiling water over the ice, purple powder, boiling powder into a cup. And I'm supposed to drink that, and magically, without surgery, my pancreas will be cleaned, and then my pancreas will be able to absorb insulin at a proper rate, and my diabetes will be cured in a week. Whoa! Stop taking this, stop taking this. Now all you have to do is drink the purple powder, the orange powder, ice, strainer, boiling water, pour it over, drink that. What? And maybe baking powder. And then in the comments, people will write, that's not the right brand of baking powder. How can there be different formulas of baking powder? There couldn't possibly be different kinds of baking powder. It's got to be all the same. I want to know what that purple powder is. And I think the orange powder is turmeric. Turmeric. A spice you and I have never used. Suddenly, I'm such an idiot. I went to the supermarket and bought a big container of turmeric. I didn't even know it existed. And I put it in some water and I drank it and it tasted horrible. And then also I'm supposed to drink a lot of apple cider vinegar. All of these things will lower my A1C practically immediately. I will go back to my doctor and quote, the doctor was amazed. Even the receptionist couldn't believe how good I looked. Really? But I never see the end of the video. Like, I'll go to the end of the video, I'll wait till I get to the end. It's 40 minutes of nonsense, absolute pure crap, and I run out of time. I'm not going to wait till the end of the video to find out what the purple powder is or orange powder is. Perhaps you know. Save me the trouble. You know what I'm talking about. There's a sticky coating around my pancreas, preventing my pancreas from working properly and absorbing insulin correctly. And all you have to do is watch this endless video with doctors of questionable repute. You know, then you go find there an osteopath in nutrition or an osteopath for feet, or they're experts at toe fungus. But they're not real endocrinologists. They're never board certified endocrinologists, which if I have diabetes, that's what I'm supposed to see. And I'm not promoting this. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is? Could you save me the trouble? Do you know what the purple powder is and the orange powder is that they're making into a tea? And I'm supposed to drink that and cure my type 2. Cure my type 2. Here's my number. Call me. Help me. Advice, please. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. In 6 minutes, Dr. Dave will have detailed weather for you, which is important with this weather. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, by the way, you know why it's so hot, don't you? You know the trend. You know what the reason is, don't you? It's summer.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Shapiro.
I was looking up the names of the eight. I'm so angry that we're even in this situation at this point in time.
All right, good evening. This is a live radio show. You and me, we're having a great time tonight. Call 888-688-WALT. Dr. Dave, meteorologist, weather.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Allegedly a liquored-up lawmaker chased around a dancer with a handgun. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Have you ever had strange sounds coming from your walls? I sure did. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. We'll explore this phenomenon later here on Sterling at Night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a couple of funny stories about parking garages that attempt to hold your car hostage. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Every Day.
Emancipation of a 12-year-old leads to an arrest at Walmart. The people of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Republican state legislator Neil Friskin, he's 62, old enough to know better, apparently at Deja Vu's Gentlemen's Club in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing being the great capital of my home state, Michigan. Woohoo, go Michigan. Well, the Republican apparently chased around an exotic dancer after allegedly sexually assaulting the woman, and he was carrying a gun and running around. Deja Vu Showgirls Strip Club, by the way, says, we're just not saying anything at this time. There's no comment. The reason why is that legislators are a key part of their business strategy. You get in legislators, you get them liquored on up, you have some lobbyists there, there's a lot of money to be made. I'm sure they want to be known as that capital-friendly establishment that is open for legislators, the lobbyists, and perhaps even the governor, even though the governor is a woman. But a lot of times you go to strip clubs, and a lot of times there are women there enjoying the dancers, and they're not even gay women. They're straight women. They just, for whatever reason, really, 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 really like to watch willowy, sinewy young babes gyrate. And really, who doesn't? Mr. Frisky has yet to be charged or arraigned, unclear whether that'll ever happen. The Michigan State Police Criminal Background Service showed only that Lansing Department requested felony charges of sexual assault and weapons-related offenses against the lawmaker. Liquor and handguns. Liquor, shotguns. Liquor with Uzis, or perhaps even a tank. They don't go well together, especially when there's testosterone involved, being revved up by a hot dancer. I give Mr. Frisky a hall pass. Does his wife give him a hall pass? From the champagne room, this is Velo Hool, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? Here we are together. It's insane. My phone number is 888-688-9258. Perhaps you can clear up a mystery for me, something that, no, really, I don't quite understand. Every third or fourth video that Yeah, well, John, don't do that. Call. Every third or fourth video that I see on TikTok or on, I'm just looking for something here, very unprofessional, very sloppy, or on Instagram, every third or fourth video explains to me that I need to clean up my pancreas. And then it shows a purple powder and an orange powder being sprinkled over ice cubes in a strainer. And then I pour boiling water over that. I make this tea, and that tea will clean up my pancreas. Now, what is the benefit? Well, apparently the cause of diabetes, according to these really bizarro videos, the cause of diabetes is there's a sticky film around my pancreas, preventing my pancreas from properly digesting, absorbing insulin. But if I drink this purple powder, orange powder, and ice tea, I'll be cured of type 2 diabetes. Like, that's crazy. Oh, and there's always baking soda involved, always baking powder involved, baking powder. What am I supposed to do with the baking powder? Never clear. And then when in doubt, apple cider vinegar. Have you ever drank apple cider vinegar? Have you ever done that? Nothing tastes worse. Nothing will make you sicker faster than drinking apple cider vinegar. But I believe in the benefits. What did I do? I bought apple cider vinegar pills. I can swallow those. I don't know. And it promises all of these things in a week or two will bring me to my lowest A1C blood sugar level ever in the history of man. I'm like, wow, I'm pretty impressed. But I don't know what these powders are. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. There's Steve in California. Welcome to Sterling every damn night, Steve.
Thanks. You can hear me, right?
Very funny. Yes, perfectly.
Okay, yeah. I think Justin Timberlake did the right thing by not submitting to a breathalyzer because he's rich enough to afford a chauffeur for 6 months. And now it's 10 times harder for the state to prove their case.
Why didn't he ask a friend to drive him? And what kind of friends let him drive?
Well, he didn't look so drunk as he did, maybe on a pill or something. But the thing is, he's rich enough to avoid that. And he did the right thing. And as far as criticizing celebrities, let's criticize the celebrities that drink adrenochrome, which is baby's blood after they've been terrorized and killed, so they can look younger, like Stephen King, who was convicted of sex with a 15-year-old in 1992.
Thanks for
in
your
Belfast,
call.
Maine, when he was.
Thanks for your call, Steve. I appreciate the call. I don't believe one word you just said. All alleged, pretend, baloney. 43 past the hour at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. These strange videos that I see on TikTok and Instagram that are supposed to show me how to protect and clean my pancreas, to clean my pancreas and make it possible for insulin to be absorbed more efficiently and better. And then I will erase my type 2. It says it'll erase my type 2 in two weeks. Now, they're really clever. They use a lot of conditioning words. They don't say type 2 diabetes. They say my type 2. Well, it doesn't say which type 2. Type 2 of what? And there's a lot of apparently, probably, should be, a lot of that. But what it shows is purple powder, orange powder, sprinkled over ice in a strainer. And then boiling water is poured over that. It makes a quote tea, and I'm supposed to drink that. It will clean my pancreas. Have you ever done this? Have you done this? Because I can't watch the end of the videos. The videos are 40 minutes long with, you know, people who are podiatrists. So, suddenly experts on diabetes. Suddenly experts on pancreas. But then you dig down and you find out they're PhDs or they've given themselves the nickname of Doc. I don't see any MDs in there. Which always sets up an interesting pattern for me. I'm one of these guys who respects MDs and lawyers. I respect anybody who has suffered through 12 years of medical school, peer review, gets a state license, is subject to all sorts of insurance regulations, has to pay for insane amounts of insurance, insane amounts, and abides by state laws, federal laws. Being a doctor is really hard just to function. For example, if you're a butcher or a shoe salesman, or you do what you do, you can go to your competitor and find out what they charge for their goods and services. It helps you adjust pricing. It helps you determine what your customers are dealing with. La-di-da. Doctors cannot. If a doctor calls another doctor and asks, what do you charge for this? He will lose his license. She will be disbarred. She will lose her membership in the medical community by asking another doctor, what do you charge for this? They're not allowed to do that. It's against every state law in the country. Wow. That's a tough business. I view people who call themselves doctors but are not MDs to be members of the dark arts. Really? And in many states, and this is the one that really scares me because it handles your brain, in many states, I could announce I'm a therapist. I could put an ad out, I'm a therapist. I could put in every listing. I could put in a Craigslist that I'm a therapist. And there is, in the state of New York and many other states, there's absolutely no regulations. None. Zero. Anybody can announce that they are a therapist. And if that isn't enough to make you crazy, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
You have nice people who invite you for Thanksgiving dinner a month in advance, and then you spring on them the morning that you're coming. We have to bring the dog. It's wonderful with babies. It's wonderful. It doesn't even bark. Do you understand? That's real gall. That's real gall. I'm saying this to the tens of millions of people who will watch this program in repeats, originals, whenever, when I'm long gone. If you're invited to someone's home for an event, and especially if it's a stranger, don't bring or ask to bring your dog.
Is Brad the host of Fashion Talk Show?
What was that strange noise coming from my walls? Well, I sure found out. Hi there, I'm Brad. About a month ago, I was having trouble going to sleep. I started hearing what sounded like movement in my walls. I didn't pay too much attention at the time. I chalked it up to tree branches brushing against the house. But I heard it again a few days later while enjoying a cup of coffee in my living room. And then again while I was falling asleep a few nights later. And this time there was no wind and the tree branches were not moving. One morning at breakfast, I admitted to my wife we'd better get a critter man out here. I told her about the noises I heard. She had not heard them, but my son admitted he had. We found the name of the critter getter in our neighborhood directory and gave him a call. When he came out and ascended into my unfinished attic, he did indeed find evidence of a critter. There were scattered nuts on top of the insulation, and there was a visible hole in the soffit. He came back down and informed us we had become the home of flying squirrels. I fought the urge to ask if there was a moose living up there, too. Apparently, the area where we live is full of flying squirrels, but we never see them. They stay in the trees. We see a lot of the normal squirrels, but they're not living in our attic. They're too busy eating all my birdseed. He said another neighborhood resident had a similar infestation recently. Well, the critter getter put up a ladder where the hole was and put a cage over the hole. There was also a trap in there which would kill the squirrel. I was not too fond of that idea. Couldn't we just trap the squirrel and then release him? Critter getter assured me the creature would move right back into our attic. I had my wife keep an eye on the cage to see if a squirrel met his maker. And sure enough, one did. Critter man returned and emptied the trap. Now, a second squirrel showed up a few days later but had avoided the trap and was still moving around up there. Critter man removed the cage and took the squirrel out to his rural home. I was relieved for the squirrel, but he assured me that a bad fate awaited that flying squirrel if he made it into the critter man's house. How about you? Anything strange show up in your attic? Tell me about it. I'll open the phones following the news and the weather brought to you by Alberto VO5.
The many roles I play call for many hairstyles. So I use hot curlers, blow dryers, things that can be brutal to hair. I switched from one conditioner to another looking for help. Then came Alberto VO5 hot oil treatment. It works just like a salon hot oil treatment, but takes less time and money. I just heat a tube, smooth it in, and shampoo. My hair's left silky, shiny, more manageable than I ever dreamed. Alberto VO5 hot oil treatment. I'll never switch again.
Jingles for ratings, Sterling.
Oh, she's in the green room? All right, it's going to take me a little while to get to the green room where Ashley Benson is waiting. Let's turn on the mic in the green room and listen to her while I try to get there.
Hi, guys. Just hanging with my dog, Walter. I want to tell you guys I'm taking over Pop Sugar's Instagram tomorrow to talk about Sweetheart Sour Gummies. They're so good, you guys. I've been snacking on these for the last month. They're the best. But, I'm going to go over some shapes with you guys that I picked out, which is really cool. All right, let's see. We have a rocket. They're really hard to see with my eyes. I'm going to eat this. This is actually my breakfast, too, which is, like, really bizarre. Oh, my God, they're so good. There's rocket. There's stars. There's little sandals for the beach. They're so fun. This little rocket. Wee! I'm sure Walter would really enjoy them if he could eat the gummies, but he can't. I'm doing like a fun little thing about summer and tying it all in with my gummies. If you guys have not tried them, again, go get them. They are literally amazing. So one of my favorite shapes, let me look through this, hold on. It's a little hard to do with one hand. One of my favorite shapes, I think it's the guitar, but I need to find it. There's so many little things in here. I can't find it. Hold while I just dig through a bunch of gummy bears. It's really hard to get these things out. Oh, here's a little man. Boop, boop. a moon. Yay. Where's my shape? It's in here somewhere. But in the meantime, I'm gonna eat this little man. Anyways. You're the worst. Oh, questions. Anyone? Questions. High clarity, dude. I'll give you some. Questions? Answers?
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Dobler.
It's a live radio show, coast to coast, I-80, I-90, the 5, the 4, you and I together. This is the best time of day to be driving. We're at peace, it's calm, the lights from the dash are just right. Weather, Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a couple of funny stories about parking garages that attempt to hold your car hostage. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Every Day.
Emancipation of a 12-year-old leads to an arrest at Walmart. The people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-9000. WALT.
Sterling every night, lost in space, mission control.
I love it the way they sing it, and I love it when we get to the third Dave Scott. That's sort of a emotional crescendo with the Dave Scott name, ufologist, metaphysicist. Look at that. I said it. Oh, my gosh. Dave Scott, welcome from Canada.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Walt. Thank you for having me on here. I greatly appreciate it.
As do I, Dave. Do you have news? Do you have updates, or do you want questions?
I can do all three. I'll give you an update first. Good friend of mine, who is a professor at Montana Tech in the state of Montana, Dr. Michael Paul Masters, has co-authored a really incredible piece of research here with Tim Lomas and Brendan Case at Harvard University called the Crypto-Terrestrial Hypothesis. A case for scientific openness to a concealed earthly explanation for unidentified anomalous phenomena, otherwise known as UAP. So they go on to write that says, recent years have been seen increasing public attention and indeed concerning regarding unidentified anomalous phenomena. Hypotheses for such phenomena tend to fall into two classes: a conventional terrestrial explanation, human-made technology, or an extraterrestrial explanation, advanced civilizations from elsewhere in the cosmos. However, there is also now a third minority class hypothesis, an unconventional terrestrial explanation outside the prevailing consensus view of the universe. This is the ultra-terrestrial hypothesis, which includes a subset of the crypto-terrestrial hypothesis, namely the notion that UAP, or unidentified anomalous phenomena, may reflect activities of intelligent beings concealed stealthily here on Earth, example, living underground and or near its environments, example, the moon. Or they may even walk among us, passing as humans. Although this idea is considered highly skeptical by most scientists, such is the nature of some UAP that we argue this possibility should not be summarily dismissed and instead deserves genuine consideration in a spirit of humanity and openness.
And what if you don't? Were they greeting these aliens with fear or cynicism or danger? What was the problem?
Well, the problem is they're all trying to piece together where these craft and or non-human intelligences may be coming from. Okay, this is the big question that seems to be surrounding scientists today, because a lot of scientists, Walt, do not want to believe that we are being visited by anything from outer space, even as close as Mars or the moon. They believe that if something were flying, places like SETI, which is a branch of NASA, and many other military satellites would have caught this information. However, the argument is that the government and the military are not sharing that information that they have received with the public. We do know from whistleblowers like Donna Hare, who say NASA, for years, decades, has been scrubbing photographs that they have had that have UFOs, or in this new world, UAPs, photographed in them. They are scrubbing the photos to try and deny the aspect that we are being visited by an outsourced intelligence, and that they don't want this story to come out except for the hierarchy who seems to be running which direction we go. So this adds another theory to it, because if this theory is correct, it would mean that there is some sort of civilization that indigenous people have been saying for centuries, that there is some sort of life form that lives within inner Earth that pops his head out every now and again, from what they call little people to gnomes to Sasquatch to Dogman and other cryptids that we don't seem to have answers for.
But if they are living underground, these are completely different than us. They don't require sunlight. They don't seem to require much air or water. I don't think that they're coming from another planet. I think what they are us 1,000 years from now.
And that is one of the theories of Dr. Michael Masters, who has written several reports and gone very publicly, including on my show numerous times, about that same theory, that he believes that there's a good portion of these that are us from the future. And time travel, which this would indicate, is that there is some sort of time travel through dimensions, Walt, that they can get here to check out what we are doing. Now, I don't know if I was living 1,000 years from now, I don't know if I would want to travel back in time to see how destructive this planet was, or the humans were on this planet, or how violent they were. Or maybe they're coming here, if they are coming here from the future, maybe they're coming here to grab some sort of antiquated technologies that they need in the future, because maybe we've destroyed ourselves and they're having to rebuild certain aspects of life that were good. I don't know. But it is something that is a possibility, according to Dr. Michael Masters.
Or raw material.
Raw materials as well.
Raw materials as
Absolutely.
Well. Dave Scott, how do Midnight Misfits get a hold of you tomorrow?
You can always find me at spacedoutradio.com or YouTube, Spaced Out Radio, Walt.
Spacedoutradio.com. The great Dave Scott, who has earned his merit badge in radio, his very own jingle. Thank you very much, Dave Scott. It's 15 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, a live radio show, you and I. Now, I have an email. You can write me anytime, and I will answer the email. Here it is. Ready? Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And I have a spectacular website, waltersterlingshow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com. And I bet you might want the link for Kim Komando's newsletter, because it's a fun newsletter, totally enjoyable. But most importantly, it is useful. The newsletter, it's not a tech newsletter. It's about integrating tech into our lives easily. Get the Current. That's the name of the link. GetTheCurrent.com/Walter. GetTheCurrent.com/Walter. That's how you find out about the Kim Komando newsletter, which I was very impressed with because it's in English. I could read it. All right, Walter M. Sterling, Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok videos.
Never put these six foods in the fridge, otherwise you wouldn't even know how you died. 1. Ginger.
It's the people of Walmart on Sterling at night.
Frequently, especially in these modern times, the idea of when your child becomes independent from the home is a real big discussion. There are a lot of people who have their kid go off to college, the kid moves home, lives in the basement, eats Hot Pockets, and yells, Mom! Mom, I'm hungry! And Mom makes the child a meal, and he's 28. All right. One mother, Wichita Falls, Texas, not taking this. She wanted her boy to be ready to be on his own. The son, 12. Candace Marie Elder got into an argument with her son, son being a little lippy. That happens. And the 12-year-old and the mom went to Walmart while doing the normal shopping for provisions and perhaps a delicious treat like ice cream. Hot in Texas, by the way. Ms. Elder decided, you know what? I gotta use the bathroom. I'll be right back. The son just sat there and waited and waited and waited. Yeah, apparently mom didn't go to the bathroom. Mom made a run for it. When caught up by police, she said, 12 years old is old enough to figure out how to make your way in life. apparently the boy's father lives in Sacramento, California. Shout out to Sacramento. The young man apparently was just roaming around the Walmart. He did walk across to Panda Express. No word if he had any money in his pocket to get himself one of those faux Asian treats. When's the best time to push your child out of the house? Probably not at the age of 12. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool, Sterling at night.
Oh, 22 past the hour. Remember the promise. Remember what we were promised.
This sporty new creation of Gordon Burig of Pennsylvania, designer of the famous Cord. Front fenders of laminated fiberglass, turned with the wheels, made of light magnesium.
Cars of the future.
Body and removable top are of aluminum and plastic. In the cockpit, or rather the driver's compartment, Mr. Burig operates the controls, closely resembling those of a plane. Thus, aircraft methods are becoming increasingly popular in automotive science.
Yes, and it seems that a Tesla has a strange reaction when its battery dies. The strange reaction when the battery dies. Let me get you the details, because I don't want to say anything that wouldn't be vaguely true. It only has to be vaguely true. I have gas. Why do I have gas? Does Dom Giordano have gas? No. All right. A dead Tesla traps a toddler in boiling hot car as electric doors fail. A frantic grandmother begged firefighters to save her 20-month-old granddaughter from faulty Tesla after it imprisoned the toddler along inside the car as temperatures rose on a scorching Arizona morning. I closed the door, went around the car to the front seat, and my car was dead. I could not get in. My phone key wouldn't open it. My card key wouldn't open it. A trip to the zoo with her baby granddaughter turned into a nightmare for Renee Sanchez when her Tesla trapped the baby inside. The frantic grandmother could only wave at the little girl as temperatures rose in the car. The child could only watch as her grandmother struggled to open the door before realizing that she had an emergency on her hand and called 911. And when they got there, the first thing they said was, it's a Tesla. We can't get in the car. And I said, I don't care if you have to cut the car in half. Just get her out. The firefighters took an axe to the $45,000 car, taping over a window to stop glass from flying all over the little girl. She was okay for the first few minutes. But as soon as the firemen came and all the commotion started and the windows were getting broken into, she started crying because she was scared. After I knew she was safe, then the anger. The car warns you three times if the battery's about to die. You get three warnings. The problem the grandmother had, the tragedy, the true tragedy, there were no warnings because the battery was loaded. It wasn't about to go dead. But I suspect the extreme heat in Arizona is what prompted this. This technology is cute. It's not ready. It's cute. This technology, in fact, as best I can tell from my secret sources, is what may have put an end to Geraldo Rivera's career at Fox.
Can you just explain why people like you find it so easy to sermonize about electric vehicles? Because you can afford it.
Are you attacking me?
Yes, I am attacking you. You deserve it.
But then I have to counterattack when you finish.
The thing is, what I'm pointing out is you just said Bentley to our audience. Right? Who has to pay for the charging stations? Our audience, right? Who has to pay for the transition from gas to electric stoves? Our audience.
Who has to pay for the cancer they get
from the gas-powered car? Oh, God, you don't even have the science to back that up. You have to bear the brunt of your beliefs, and you don't, because you can afford an EV Bentley. You're telling our audience to suck on it.
What kind of cars do you drive?
Well, when I was in the
Nike... You want to list them?
Chrysler?
You want to list your cars?
Yes, yes.
Your vintage car?
Yes, a $45,000 car. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's no Bentley.
When
I'm sorry,
California,
Geraldo.
In the 1960s,
by the way,
you could not see across the freeway.
You stepped in it. I'll back off.
You could not.
I'll back off. I'm gonna continue. The green movement is tied up in knots right now. Electric cars exploit cheap human labor in Africa and in China. The climate predictions are falling apart. The smart folks are flocking to nuclear. And identity politics stole the thunder from the climate agenda.
Geraldo Rivera said that his next car was probably going to be an electric Bentley. That was the last time he was on Fox. As Greg pointed out, you told our viewers you're going to get an electric Bentley. What could he have done to distance himself further from television viewers than announcing he was going to get an electric Bentley? You and I don't even know where to buy a Bentley. We don't even know how much they cost. What do they start at? $250,000, $150,000, whatever it is, it's more than in my checking account. And Geraldo was justifying his support of electric vehicles based on the fact that they seem to be embraced by the American public. They're embraced by the, and in fact, I'm going to buy an electric Bentley as my next car. And that was the end. And it's too bad because, you know, Geraldo's a great guy and a terrific broadcaster. And now you and I can watch him on News Nation, run by Lee Harris. But to go on TV and say, I'm going to buy an electric Bentley, that's just a very bad move. Just a very bad move. And my phone number is 888-688-WALT. I do this show so I get to talk to you. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. And Bill Belichick has a beautiful 24-year-old girlfriend. And recently a person said to him, hey, Bill, don't you ever date girls your own age? And he said, oh, yeah, I date girls my own age when I was 24.
Bill Belichick, the man lacking personality over his entire coaching career, would have it in him to be dating a 24-year-old, 48 years younger than him. Wow. I mean, I guess if you're Bill and you're not coaching, this is literally the only time in your life when you've had the opportunity to date someone of this age. There's no way this wouldn't have been a massive distraction while he was a head coach somewhere. But now that he is a free agent, maybe doing other things, this comes a little bit more appropriately.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mark Simone.
I'm sure they love their country, but they don't like their country. They don't like Friday Night Football. They don't like hot dogs. They don't like the 4th of July. It's the worst day of the year for them.
It's 35 past the hour. Walter M. Sterling.
When did you know that you fancied girls?
I was young.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I made this friend in like year three, and she told me what lesbians were, because we'd gone down to Brighton with her mum for work. We saw some girls kissing, and I said, ugh, because I thought they were mum and daughter.
Yeah.
Because that was my only point of reference for women kissing. So I was like, ugh, that's weird. I got told off for it, and she said, they're lesbians. And I was like, I knew from that day forth. I was like, okay, God, you can kiss girls. I want to do that. So I was in denial, but I knew. There was a gay guy in my year the whole way through. That was somehow more okay than a girl doing it, though.
Really?
But I think if kind of heterosexual looking girl came out and said that she liked girls, it would have been an issue. Like the pee changing rooms, you wouldn't have stood a chance. Because people all in there, don't look at it. Is there any lesbians in here? Everyone would scream it before getting changed. If there's any lesbians, close their eyes.
Trailer parks under the moonlit sky.
retired New York City police detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a story from my auto crime days of dealing with parking garages. As I've stated on this show many times, I'm not a fan of tow trucks, tow truck drivers, and parking garages because you make a simple mistake and they hold your car hostage and they're not giving it up unless you pay them. And oftentimes your car gets damaged during the tow or they rummage through your car. So again, I'm not a fan. So it's probably in the early 90s. I'm a detective in the auto crime division. I get a phone call from a director of security from a rent-a-car company. He tells me one of their vehicles was stolen 6 months ago. He gets a phone call from this parking garage in Midtown Manhattan, and the owner tells him he owes him $5,000. I says, well, they can't do that. He goes, I know, and he's holding my car hostage. See, the thing is, folks, when your car is stolen and it winds up somewhere, you didn't park the car there. You're not responsible for that. The parking garage has to eat that. So I go down with the director of security from the rent-a-car company to this building in Midtown Manhattan. I ask to speak to the owner. And the owner tells me, no way, I'm not releasing this car unless he pays me $5,000. And I told him, I says, you can get arrested for this. He goes, well, lock me up. I don't care. I says, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I says, the car is coming. You might come with it. And he goes, what are you talking about? I says, well, after I put handcuffs on you, I'm going to take two police cars and block the entrance to your garage so no one's getting in and out. Then I'm going to go to the Manhattan District Attorney's office. I'm going to swear out a search warrant for that car. We're coming back, and then I'm going to take the car. I says, so if that money is worth that for you to be shut down for the day, be my guest. Well, mysteriously, the keys turn up, and we're able to leave the car without paying him that ridiculous ransom he was holding the car for. Another time, I was in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, and I found a stolen Montero parked in a parking garage, and it had one of those yellow immobilizing boots on it that you can't drive the car. So I told the attendant the car's stolen, I'm taking it. He says, well, my boss doesn't want you to take it. I says, well, I don't care what your boss tells you. I says, I'm telling you, legally, we're taking the car. He goes, well, I don't know where the key to the boot is. I said, listen, I know you know where the key to the boot is. Give it to me. Wouldn't give up the boot. So in the trunk of our car, we often kept tools for special occasions like this. I pulled out a crowbar. I got it on inside the boot. I kept working it, pulling it, pulling it. It popped off. Now, the car probably needed a wheel alignment, but I got the boot off. And then what I did was I took the boot and I lobbed it into the office, and I scared the hell out of the parking attendant. I says, here's your boot back. So, folks, you got to be very careful where you park in the New York City area. Read the signs. This way you don't get your car towed, and you got to pay for that towing fee and then the storage. So for more interesting behind-the-scenes NYPD stories, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Law and Disorder.
Styling on Sunday, Kindle in Vegas, the Fetish Queen. Fetish Queen.
Aviva Vegas, welcome to Sterling Every Night. Your fetish report, we are always excited to hear it. A report about whatever you wish to discuss, fetishes, marriage. Your expertise is ecumenical.
Well, thank you, Walter, so much. Thanks for having me. I always have so much fun with you and all of our Midnight Misfits.
What's up? What news do you have for us?
Well, Walt, last time I joined the show, we talked about the viral sensation, the Hot Tua girl, which everybody has been talking about on the internet for the last week. And I have found out a few things about her. If you guys have not heard her yet, this is her right here.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
You got to give him that Hot Tua and spit on that thing. So everyone has been doing these Hot Tua memes and spin on that thing. There's been a lot of songs, a lot of music remixes, and right now there is confirmation from one person saying that she is identified as Haley Welch. And this is according to Fathead Threads, which she is now making merchandise, Walter.
Merchandise.
There's so much
merchandise.
Yeah, there's merchandise. Yes, I've never quite seen a meme take off like this before and get so viral over the last week. And the merch that has come out over the last few days with Fathead Threads, she is doing autographs on these hats, and they're selling these hats that says Hot Tua on it, spit on that thing. And for those of you wondering, what is she even talking about? Well, she is talking about oral sex.
We know.
Some people still don't seem to know. but yeah, so this is what's been going on lately. There's other people saying that she is not Haley Welch. There are some people saying that her name is actually Katie Vickers, 25 years old from Kentucky, and they're saying that her father...
But her name is unimportant. What's important is that this disgusting onomatopoeia has caught on as something meaningful. That something that should be skipped over is being embraced.
No, it is huge. It is. I've never, like I was just saying, I've never seen a meme take off after a viral moment so much and generate all this merchandise and all this buzz around the internet. Seems like everybody is talking about.
I don't want to know what the merchandise is, but I want to know where I could get it.
Well, Fatheads Reds is the main website that is offering her stuff. That's Fatheads Reds. They're on Instagram, it looks like, and they're selling the merch there at Fatheads Reds. And he is saying that she is getting some of that merch.
Well,
money.
I'm grateful for this update. Let me tell you, Aviva Vegas, I can't begin to tell you how excited I am about this. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Now, can I ask you something else?
Of course.
Can I ask you about the wedding plans?
Yes, please ask away.
Has there been any closer conversation between the mother-in-laws, or is it hopeless?
There has been no conversations, and at this point it's seeming very hopeless between them. And so I am leaning more toward the discussion we had recently about having separate ceremonies.
Hey.
One in Sacramento and one in San Diego. And then Walter, my fiance, and I, we have decided that we are going to do a ceremony in Las Vegas. We're going to do a really cheesy, silly, fun Elvis wedding also.
Good.
So we're going to have three ceremonies, Walter.
Good. And is there a honeymoon planned?
I've always wanted Maui to be my honeymoon, and I've not been since all of the wildfires happened, but I think I'm still leaning toward that. I love Maui so much.
Well, you deserve that. Now, I'll give you a gift registry tip, may I?
Yes, please.
I suggested to someone, and he was so grateful, he was getting married, and they had no registry. I said, are you insane? This is when you get free stuff, really good free stuff. You need to establish a register. Well, we have everything. And he did. They did have everything. I said, well, where are you going on your honeymoon? And he said, South Africa. I'm like, oh, well, what you do is you set up a registry with your travel agent and let people contribute to your honeymoon. And that's what they did. I said, if people love you and care about you, they want to give you a wedding gift. And they want your advice on what to give. And that's why you set up a registry. It's not presumptuous. It's a courtesy. So people spend their money on something you really want. And that's my tip, which is honeymoon registry with the travel agent. Let people help to pay for your honeymoon.
I love that idea. Thank you. One of my friends, Mike and Julie, when they got married, I put to their registry on there, and they had their honeymoon, just like what you're saying. And they had each thing, each excursion, and all these different things within their honeymoon available for people to buy. And I love that. I want to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I look forward to talking to you at your leisure during the week. I appreciate every time you're on the show. You're terrific. That's Aviva Vegas. Thank you very much for being on Sterling every damn night. It's about 47 past the hour. You and I are driving across I-80. The most boring road in America. This is Sterling every night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Today, we are going to show you what Pakistani berries are.
Oh, good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We have the best time here. Now I'm on five nights a week from 9 to midnight on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. If you would like to hear me five nights a week, all you have to do is get the Audacy app, A-U-D, the Audacy app, the most oddly spelled name in the history of corporations, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and then you can click on it and listen to Sterling every damn night. Now, isn't that spectacular? This is your fantasy come true. Or you could get on the phone tomorrow or send an email to the people who run the station you're listening to the show on and demand answers. Demand answers. That's what you need to do. You're a midnight misfit. And what does that mean? It means that you, like me, are an introvert. We're introverts. We are not normal. We get our energy by being alone. Normal people don't get their energy by being alone. They get their energy by being with other people. They're extroverts. But not me. When I'm with people for too long, I have to retreat. And then we have other quirks. For example, people who are not introverts, when plans are changed, they're kind of sad and annoyed. Introverts, when plans are changed, I'm thrilled. I couldn't be happier. It's terrific news. When I'm given a project, when they say, all right, we're going to do brainstorming. We're going to think about this together. It's going to be a group effort. Dead. I can't even begin to think about that. I don't know how that works. I do not know how to have an original thought with someone else in the room. I have to be alone to have original thoughts. When I've been in companies, when I walk down the hall and I pass offices where there are two or three people in an office, I'm like, how can they function? If I was in an office and somebody else got a phone call, all I would pay attention to was their phone call. I couldn't filter it out. It's a different brain. But here's the telltale sign of an introvert. And when I heard this one, I went, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. This apparently is genetic because my grandfather did it, my father did it, and I do it. When I get to where I'm going in the car, I sit in the car for a pretty long time sometimes before I can get out. I just have to sit there and assimilate. I don't know what, but the transfer from the car to the home, the car to the building, the car to the office, that's harder for me than actually going in. I'll sit in the car in the driveway for a while, just for a while. When my grandfather used to visit us in his magnificent Chrysler Fifth Avenue, gold on the outside, black vinyl top, black interior. I love that car. And had the aroma of his pipe. And I just love that car. It was before I could drive. I used to just sit in it. On Saturdays when he'd visited, I'd go in and I'd just sit in. I'd beg him for the key so I could turn on the accessories, the radio and the air conditioning. I just love that car. He would come to our house, sit in front of the house for a really long time. And if I went and knocked on the door, he'd come out. It wasn't a hostile act at all. It was just he'd listen to the radio for a while. He'd smoke his pipe for a while. He'd get ready to get out of the car. And when I come home, very often I sit in the car. I stare in space. And at some point, the 12-year-old daughter will come to the door and knock on it, go, what are you doing? Come in. Come on in. Come on in. She's very annoyed when I sit in the driveway. She doesn't like that at all. But she's the same way. If I say to her, let's take a shower. I'm not with her. I'm not Joe Biden. I say, it's time for a shower. It's a big deal, not because she doesn't like showers, because once she gets in the shower, she doesn't want to get out. Once she's in the shower, has no interest in getting out. But to get her to go from her room to the shower is a life event. Oh, no, not tonight. It's only Wednesdays and Saturdays. Well, guess what, kiddo? You're getting to be 12. It's deodorant time. You need it. Oh, God. The greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
And I love this week, Walter Sterling Show. We appreciate it so.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another one.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Stern Show.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.